AmericanGold.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the listeners who've supported us throughout the years and helped keep the radio stations going. I've had the chance to meet many of you face-to-face and enjoyed every minute of it. For two decades, I've worked hard to keep our service fast and our prices low, and will strive to keep going for another two. Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, good morning, Dr. Chan here at the American Freedom Network. And with us this morning is Barry Shamish, who's an investigative reporter from Israel. He was living in Israel, was there for 30 years, but because in the course of his reporting, he identified the people who killed the premier, Rabin, and this was a government operation, and he's repeatedly written about the corruption at the highest level of the Zionist government there, or labor Zionist government, because he separates Zionism, in other words, those who believe in a Jewish homeland, from the labor Zionists who really are not Jews at all, but are working against the religious component of the Jewish faith. Well, anyway, because Barry was getting too close to some of the truths, there were threats against his life, and for that reason he moved to America, writes from here, and certainly we like to have him on every week to keep us abreast of either the Jewish history or what's going on in that part of the world. Barry, thank you so very much for being with us this morning, and what are we going to cover?
Well, you know, this is part two of the Sabbatean discussion, and I gave part one, and I hope people remember it. If not, I'm sure it's archived on your archives, and they could go back. Part two is modern. Look, Sapkowski was considered the Jewish Messiah by half the Jewish people. What he taught was anti-Jewish. It was utter debauchery. Now, this movement of his stayed alive. A century later, Jacob Frank became the next Messiah, and he was anti-Jewish, and he converted his thousands of they're not congregants anymore, I guess, to Christianity, but they stayed Sabbatean, or they called it Frankist. All right, now. We now reach the point where Jacob Frank, after about 15 years, where he turned his new Christians into spies all through Europe, he got broke. And, well, what do you know, in 1786, he got rich again. Now, I'm not going to quote the actual mainstream histories, but this poor rabbi went to Frankfurt, Germany, and suddenly became very influential again with lots and lots of money. The reason was Frankfurt, Germany was the conspiracy capital of the world. To this day, as a matter of fact, living there was Adam Weishaupt. He was the founder of the Illuminati, whose goal was to destroy the Protestant Reformation. And we had Mayor Amschel Rothschild, just a coin dealer at the time, but with an idea that if you lend money to governments, foreign governments, and they renege, well, you've got control of their economy. And he wanted to test that. And in comes Jacob Frank. He's got the spies. He can spread the knowledge. So he's welcome into this conspiracy of three. Well, what do you have now? You have the Illuminati. That's Weishaupt. You got the money. Well, that's Rothschild. And now you have got Jacob Frank spreading his vision of Judaism changing and becoming, well, pure debauchery. All right, that's the best I can do for summing up. Now let's go to the modern age, the real war right now against the Jews. Now, in 1832, there were 250 organizations representing German Jewry. In 1934, there was one and one only, and that was Labor Zionism. All the rest have been banned. Now, keep that in mind for the time being. There was a deal. It was called the Transfer Agreement between the Labor Zionists. And believe me, there was no other kind of Zionism allowed. They threw out the religious. They threw out the right. They were running the show. They cut a deal with the Nazis that banned everybody else, forced people into our camps. And they were actual camps where they taught the Jews to stop being, doctors, lawyers, teachers, whatever, and become farmers. To bring back the land of Israel, you have to become farmers. And they managed. Well, they got about 80,000 Jews out of Germany before England blocked the borders of Palestine to Jews. They got their core population. This was going to be the new Judaism. They had a breeding program. It would be German Jews who would get it going. As for the rest of the Jewish population, well, the head of the Jewish agency was Chaim Weizmann. And we'll go into, we're doing our best with the time constraints today. What Weizmann said at the World Jewish the Zionist Congress of 1936 was that this is a quote, by the way, look it up on the internet, after the upcoming Holocaust, and he used that word, there will not be a lot of Jews, but there will be 2 million, and they will be strong and good for Palestine. The rest are consigned to the ash pit of history. That is from the head of the Jewish agencies, Jewish agency in the 30s. And Israel's first president, I want you to know as well. Now, look, we have to understand that the original plan was to make life so rough for the Jews of Europe that they would be forced to go to Palestine, where the new Sabbatean or Frankist state would be built with them. Now, I'm not blind to the fact that European Jewish history was filled with pogroms and crusades and inquisitions, the latter, aided and abetted by the Jesuits of Adam Weishaupt, but neither here nor there. After 1880, what came before was a picnic.
We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Have a clear choice between two very different visions for the future. With Barack Obama, you're looking at more of what got us into this mess. Mitt Romney offers a real plan to get America moving in the right direction again.
Let me tell you how I'll create 12 million jobs when President Obama couldn't. First, my energy independence policy means more than 3 million new jobs. many of them in manufacturing. My tax reform plan to lower rates for the middle class and for small business creates 7 million more. And expanding trade, cracking down on China, and improving job training takes us to over 12 million new jobs.
Mitt Romney will do what Barack Obama couldn't. It's clear, we simply can't afford four more years of Barack Obama.
I'm Mitt Romney, I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President Incorporated.
On March the 3rd, 2005, KHNC 1360 AM was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until April the 1st, 2013. Our license will expire on April the 1st, 2013, and we must file an application for renewal with the FCC by December the 1st, 2012. When filed, a copy of this application will be available for public inspection during our regular business hours. It contains information concerning this station's performance during the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the Commission by March the 1st, 2013. Further information concerning the FCC broadcast license renewal process is available at the studios of KHNC Radio, 2 South Parish, Johnstown, Colorado, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554.
Well, this is Arthur Chan, and Cynthia Berry is playing the background of the 7 a.m. Jews, which are a very, very small component of Jewry, but they have created a great deal of havoc, not only for the Jewish world, but for the world as a whole. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, remember, what you call the Illuminati was a Catholic organization, but the Frankists, well, you don't hear much about them, but they joined in the grand term Illuminati just by, no, look, Jews today, ask them who Jacob Frank is, the most influential rabbi, and, well, they don't know who he is, okay? They don't know Shabtai Tzvi. Somehow this history, well, without Rabbi Antelman and his book To Eliminate the Opiate, I wouldn't have known about this, and there aren't a lot of me's out there. They managed to hide that the Cossack pogroms, they were the first shot in getting the Jews out of Europe and to Palestine. I think about 2,000 actually went to Palestine after the pogroms, and that's it. They went to America largely, but to get them all, well, you had to get the Cossacks stirred up. That the Jesuits, with their influence on the church, took care of. The Jews, we discussed Engels and Marx and communism from Germany to London, where it spread. And by the way, you're going to see a lot of Germany to London coming up, or to America, because, well, the Germans provided the agents, and but they weren't allowed to be open about it. They were banned. The Illuminati was banned in Germany. And, well, thanks to Jacob Frank, the Jesuits, or what we call the Illuminati, infiltrated Freemasonry in the United Kingdom and changed its tenets to their tenets over time. And this is the conspiracy, and without understanding the Frankist role in it, you don't got the conspiracy. Now, look, the Cossacks did terrible, terrible damage. But nonetheless, the Jews' reaction, well, maybe a third of them, they just got on the next boat to America. Now, there was an intellectual side. Once again, German writing intellectuals took over in Vienna. Oh, you don't know these names. Nathan Birnbaum and Peretz Smoliskin. They were advocating a return to a safe home in Israel. They got street names in every town in Israel. There's a Smoleskin or a Birnbaum Street, but neither man had the charisma of another Vienna writer named Theodor Herzl. Herzl could rally masses. He was the Elvis of Eastern Europe. He was the hero of the time to the Eastern European Jews. Not the Western, by the way, but to the Eastern, he was big stuff. But you read any honest biography of Herzl, the same quandary appears. Herzl claimed he wrote the Judenstaat. That's the Jewish state, the Torah of labor, well, of all Zionism, actually, is the Jewish state. But Herzl wasn't in Paris when he said he wrote the book. It was written for him. And by the way, go on the internet and read the surviving Herzl plays. He was a playwright, and you gotta doubt his sudden departure from mediocrity to write this classic. Now, in 1901, Herzl appeared in Britain, and he was not well received. Now, here's what happened. Herzl had enough of the Israel and Palestine idea. It was too complicated. I'll explain why very shortly. Let's get this point out first. He said it won't work in Palestine. He appealed to the British to open up, they control East Africa. He asked for a state in what became Rhodesia. And you know what became of Rhodesia in the end. It wasn't such a hot idea, but neither here nor there. It was the end of the Sabbatean's game plan. If they were going to start a new Judaism based on its opposites, filled with license, well, it had to be in Israel. Nothing else would work. Well, Herzl died very shortly after this meeting in England. He went into a sanatorium. We don't know why. He never emerged. At age 45, he was dead. What I was taught, by my parents even, it was the standard explanation. He worked so hard, his heart gave out. That's what we accepted. I can assure you, he was knocked off. Well, if he wasn't, it was very fortunate for the British Freemasons, because they, over a little time, replaced everybody with their own. The German, again, always German, educated Jew, Chaim Weizmann, was, after Britain captured Palestine from the Turks, he was made head of the Jewish government, the Jewish agency, it was called. He took over Rabbi Abraham Cook. He was the new, Israel suddenly had a new chief rabbi. And, well, what his goal was to take care of the real estate and rights of the Jews who were living in Palestine. And they were Orthodox, and they had been there for generations, if not from time immemorial. The Sabbateans took over the Jewish enterprise in Israel, okay? It was a long, complicated story that involved, well, the myth is, well, the non-myth is that Lionel Rothschild sent a letter to Lord Arthur Balfour. He was the Foreign Secretary of England, requesting a Jewish state in Palestine, and Balfour returned it saying the British government would look with great sympathy upon a Jewish mandate, which, by the way, who knows what that means? It's still being debated today.
But now, this is during World War One.
Yes, 1917.
World War One. Go ahead.
Yes. In 1917, the Brits took hundreds of thousands of their forces from the European fronts where they were badly needed, and they attacked the Middle East. All right? People don't understand why. What was the deal there? But they did. They took Palestine. Now remember, we've got reports from major visitors like Mark Twain and Balzac. In the 19th century, Palestine had a paucity of Arabs. Once the Brits got in and new jobs were created, hundreds of thousands came to Palestine from as far away as Iraq. But previous to that, they had a very minor influence. This is where Abraham Cook, the new chief rabbi, and Chaim Weizmann, the new head of the Jewish agency, they neutralized them. They stole their land every which way. And to this day, the Orthodox Jews of Israel do not recognize Zionism of any kind. None. That they never forgot, all right? Now, this was stage one. They had their country, and it was complete. They had their people in power. But the Jews, especially the German Jews, 80,000, there were 500,000. We can assume most are dead. They didn't believe in Zionism at all. Most of the Jews went to America. Now, that had to be dealt with. And this is where Rabbi Antelman exposes the fact that Woodrow Wilson, well, he was incommunicado health-wise, and their agent, Colonel House, was running the policy of the United States. We are told it was Wilson who put an end to America's open immigration policy. In fact, it was House. And from that point on, most European Jews could not get into America, and it spread. They tried, the German Jews, with the rise of Nazism, they tried to go to Cuba, America, Canada, wherever they went, they were turned back. Any Jew who rejected Palestine would be shipped back to his death. And by the way, there was a famous movie made about this. It's sad but true. It's called Ship of Fools. It does it better than I do it. There was nowhere for the Jews to go. And previously, nations welcomed Jews. They were really good for a nation's economy. The word was out. No Jew gets into your ports. You ship back to Germany. And if they rejected Palestine, we'll take care of them. The majority of German Jews got the message. And they turned to the only Jewish organization allowed by the Nazis. And that was the Labor Zionists. They had no choice. Now, if you don't believe me, and I don't see why anyone would disbelieve me, but for confirmation of this horrible conspiracy between Labor Zionism and Hitler's thugs, read the transfer agreement by Edwin Black. Read Perfidy by Ben Hecht. Read The Scared of the Doom by Jacob Nuremberger. As much as this has been blocked out, there were still enough smart Jewish writers to actually document what really, really happened. The 30s was the end of Judaism in Europe. But 80,000, mostly German Jews, made it to Israel, and you had the seed stock for the next Judaism in place. Now you had to get the soldiers. The British blocked Palestine to Jewish immigration in 1939, just as World War II began. My, what a coincidence. Look, there were a lot of Jews who opposed the Labor Zionists, and they formed a genuine opposition. The most famous is Zev Jabotinsky. He formed the Irgun, which supposedly led to the Likud and Netanyahu today. Believe me, it doesn't. But nonetheless, he advocated free passage to Palestine, a world economic boycott of the Nazis, a Jewish army to defend the Jews of Europe, all of them the right decisions. The labor Zionists did everything in their power to short-circuit the opposition. And, well, look, they got the German Jews who went to Palestine, used all their assets to buy only goods from Nazi Germany. That pumped up the state. So while labor Zionism was pumping up Nazi Germany, well, Jabotinsky said, no, we've got to defend ourselves. Jabotinsky died very strangely in 1941 in New York. And Ben Hecht later died. A truck hit him on a Manhattan sidewalk. I've been saying this for, since I discovered the Rabin assassination. They murder to get their political ends. They murder Jews. I hear the music.
Hold up, thoughts. We'll be back here in just a moment with Barry Shamish at the American Freedom Network.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
On March the 3rd, 2005, KHNC 1360 AM was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until April the 1st, 2013. Our license will expire on April the 1st, 2013, and we must file an application for renewal with the FCC by December the 1st, 2012. When filed, a copy of this application will be available for public inspection during our regular business hours. It contains information concerning this station's performance during the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the Commission by March the 1st, 2013. Further information concerning the FCC broadcast license renewal process is available at the studios of KHNC Radio, 2 South Parish, Johnstown, Colorado, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. And Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your information, how they can get the book you wrote on this subject.
Sure.
Labor Zionism, go right ahead.
Yeah, it's called Sapkowski, Labor Zionism, and the Holocaust. It's available at lulu.com, www.lulu.com. When you get there, you'll see a search box. Write in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's how you spell Chalmers. You'll get to the book. Don't buy the color ones. Too expensive. And my website is BarryChalmers.com. Now, let's go back to this awful period. Look, from Nachum Goldman during the Holocaust was the head of the World Zionist Congress. It was in Switzerland. Later, he admitted we did our job too well during the Holocaust. What job? Really, what job did they do too well? Look, I'm going to give you a quote. Look in the archives who Jerry Rabo is. He wrote a very conventional history of Shabtai Tzvi and Jacob Frank. He writes and quotes, Frank's families, both those living as Christians and those living as Jews, tried to marry only among themselves. In the summer, the German groups regularly held secret meetings in the resort of Carlsbad. It is said by the middle of the 19th century, the majority of the lawyers in Prague and Warsaw were from Frankist families. The United States Supreme Court Justice Felix Frankfurter is reported to have received a copy of Eva Frank's portrait from his mother, a descendant of the Prague Frankist family. Here's one little quote from Supreme Court Justice Felix Frankfurter. The real rulers in Washington are invisible and exercise their power from behind the scenes. Now, why didn't America do anything to stop the Holocaust? And the Jews have these terrible answers that, no, we were going to bring down Nazism, and that was the way to stop. I mean, it's just terrible, terrible justifications. The difference between Rabo and the conventional thinkers, and as you see, even conventional thought would be considered conspiratorial. But Rabbi Antelman proves that literally all of FDR's, Franklin Delano Roosevelt's court Jews were German descended Sabbateans, determined to purge Jewry of its unnecessary European, non-Sabbatean, morality-believing cohorts. They did everything in their power to keep America neutral. Now, I'm going to give you just a few of the court Jews during FDR's time. Well, you had Louis Brandeis, again, Supreme Court. But you also had Henry Morgenthau Jr. You had Stephen Wise. He was head of the reform movement. And by the way, the reform movement began in Germany and was shipped to America to dilute further Judaism. And it worked like a charm. I mean, every synagogue west of the Mississippi practically is a reform synagogue. Well, needless to say, they didn't, well, they made sure the Jews were not saved. And I won't dive into that. Just go on with the names of FDR's court. Bernard Baruch, Judah Magnus, Felix Warburg, all German Jews are descended from German Jews. I'm going to give you a quote, well, from one of these descendants. I'm going to give you a quote from James Paul Warburg. It was made to the United States Senate on February 7th of 1950. What James told the Senate is, quote, we shall have world government whether or not we like it. The only question is whether world government will be achieved by conquest or consent. this is one of these rare moments where these deep conspirators behind the scenes, they were running the show. And they
this
still
is a
are.
Statement made to the United States Senate. This statement
yes, it was
before the Senate. Go ahead.
February 7th, 1950. Now, look, James Warburg was the son of Paul Maurice Warburg. He was the nephew of Felix Warburg and of Jacob Schiff, both of Kuhn Leben Company, which poured millions into the Russian Revolution on behalf of the communists through James' brother Max, who was the banker to the German government. This was a plot against Jews, and the Jews don't understand that infiltrated into their ranks are the worst enemy any people ever had. Look, when you say, look, the Nazis did, they were the hoods. The Germans have a mentality problem. They can be twisted to do sadistic, god-awful things. And Europe has suffered horribly before the Nazis from the Germans. They were used as the club, but the swinging the club were the Sabbateans. I don't know if I said that properly. I mean, you got it, right?
I've got it fine, and of course it's laid out in your book and in the book by Rabbi Adelman to eliminate the opiate. Go ahead.
Well, after World War II ended, as Nahum Goldman said, they did their job too well. Fewer than 100,000 Jews survived the Nazi conquest. If the Nazis were in their land, they were wiped out. And, well, those 100,000 made it to Palestine, and if they didn't obey the Bolshevik edicts, they would starve to death. You don't know how difficult it was to make a living in Israel in the early days if you didn't play ball with labor Zionism. They ran the place till a miracle happened in 77 and they were overturned. But you didn't have the means if you weren't officially on their list of supporters. But there was a bigger threat to the Jews. Suddenly, the Arabs. Now, Chaim Weizmann said it. We'll get 2 million people and we'll have an army to defend ourselves. And without mincing words, the Arabs were savage. And they threatened the whole enterprise. And the only answer was to get these Jews into Israel and turn them into soldiers, but there were none left in Europe. Oh, I hear the music again.
Hang on, we'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shammy, right here at the American Freedom Center.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan here, last segment of our discussion on labor Zionism. Barry Shamish, right ahead.
Well, the final chapter, and it's, we've discussed this, there were no Jews to defend Israel. They were all wiped out. So the, again, labor Zionists, they were running this, they were running Judaism. They took over the whole religion. This Sabbateanism became Judaism with the founding of Israel. Now, they had to get the Jews. There was only one place left where there were Jews, and that was the Middle East. They had to get the Sephardic Jews to Israel. Now, Europe controlled the Middle East. France, Britain, Italy, the Middle East had ultimately European control. Well, let's just put it this way. The rulers of the Middle East, from Morocco to Iran, were persuaded to up the anti-Semitism and cause pogroms, just like in Russia. And this time, they would be... Most would arrived in Israel. They had no other options. They didn't have passports, visas. This time it was rigged. About the only North Africa you had Jews with visas and passports, they went to France. But throughout the Middle East, the vast majority, over 800,000, were forced out of their countries, this time alive, and this time allowing airplanes to come and rescue them. This time they got their Jews to Israel. And this is the Israel today, which is half Sephardic. Now, I'm not going to go into what it was a nightmare for the Sephardim. In the 1950s, arriving in Israel was a nightmare. We know, well, if we don't, what was done to the Sephardic children, experiments, atomic experiments on their brains were done to them in Israel. It was hell for them in Israel. But the labor Zionists got them there. And those who survived joined the army and became their soldiers. But, my goodness, the difference between the Moroccan Jews who went to France and the ones that went to Israel, who are the criminal class of Israel, night and day. You didn't want to be in Sabbatai and Frankist, labor Zionist Israel if you were Sephardic during the 50s. Now, I'm just going to point out this concept of from Germany to London, from Germany to America. Boy, the effect on America. Look, of the German-born Jews, well, Henry Kissinger, Madeleine Albright. You know what? John Kerry, from his father's side, was from a proud Frankist family. Al Gore's daughter, she married the great-grandson of Jacob Schiff. This is very real in America, and it's very bad for It's bad for everyone, but it's especially bad for the Jews. They're now in an Israel surrounded by 200,000 rockets and missiles, and the Arabs didn't put them there not to use them. We've got an upcoming Holocaust. Oh, it's just, I don't even want to dive into it. They may have done the Holocaust twice, the Frankist Jews. They didn't get their state. They were thrown out of power. They may still control the media and the banks, and they control power that way, but they've lost their face to most of the Jews of Israel. They don't like the place, and they've been shoving a suicidal peace process down Israel's throat for the last 20 years.
Well, certainly Israel is on the verge of a major war, major crisis, and the only way that Israel is going to survive is God's intervention. And I firmly believe that God will intervene and protect Israel. At least I hope.
All right. We'll wait and see. I mean, I'm hoping you've got that right, but I'm not betting on it.
Well, we'll wait and see, Barry.
Before the Sabbateans introduced it, there was nothing, no such thing as Jewish self-hatred. Our religion, our heritage, came as naturally as breathing. But by the time the Frankists got through, you've got American Jews being pro-Arab. You've got Jewish self-hatred all through the Jewish world today. And it didn't exist until, what can you say, the rise of Jacob Frank and the rise of the Sabbateans in Israel. It didn't exist before labor Zionism existed.
And I think it's so important that people understand that the goal of this movement, Sabbateanism, Frankism, is depravity, sexual and moral depravity, everything in opposition to the concepts put forward in the Torah. Would that be correct?
Well, you know, the head of the EU once, it doesn't matter, I forgot his name, but nonetheless, he was ousted over rape of a cleaner in his hotel. Well, he's at it again. He got busted for sexual crimes with, this time, hookers. Yes, the sexual depravity is part and parcel of Sabbateanism. And the influence, when you use the word Illuminati, don't dismiss the power of Rome in this. They were shoved into the same conspiracy and again financed by the Rothschild Empire in Frankfurt, Germany in 1786. The world took a drastic turn for the worst.
And the fact that most people have never heard of Frankish Jews, of the Sabbatean movement, or their influence not only on Israel but on America, simply as a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Barry Shamish, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you again. Bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, and Coach Barry talks about the Sabbatean movement that has infiltrated Judaism, and most Jews have no idea. But similar groups have infiltrated the Catholic Church. They've infiltrated the Protestant religion at the highest level of our evangelical movement and within many of our Protestant seminaries. These similar forces are at work. And this is covered in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you have not read it, let me suggest you get it. Brotherhood of Darkness will transform the way you look at the world and give you an entirely different perspective. It's a short book. It's easy to read. You can read it in a few hours, but it will hopefully draw you closer to our Lord, hopefully give you a different perspective of the world and an understanding of the corruption of our own political system. The book, Brotherhood of Darkness, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, if you don't like to read, you can get the DVD by the title. If you don't like to watch DVDs, you can get the tape of this in the Brotherhood of Darkness special. Get the book, the tape, and the DVD. But you need to have the information to understand what's going on. And in more detail, my talks on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret, separate DVDs available, and there is a syllabus with one or perhaps both of those. We have the information. You need to get it. My talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, is a talk I'm going to be giving this weekend, but it is available on DVD with an excellent syllabus which will document the existence from their writings of an agenda for the 21st century, which is being implemented today and intent upon destroying America, impoverishing our people, and certainly changing the structure of our society. As we deindustrialize America, we take the tear out dams across America to do away with hydroelectric electricity. We close down our nuclear plants because, my goodness, we might have the same thing happen as happened in Fukushima and the danger of nuclear power. And then, of course, we can't burn fossil fuels, oil and coal and natural gas because they create global warming. We're just going to have to do away with electricity. Yeah, that's the basic theme. That's why we're tearing down dams across America today. You need to get the information. My talk, Agenda 21, the covert plan. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com, that's radioliberty.com. Go there, you can listen to our programs free, you can watch our DVDs free, you can read our newsletters free. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we can certainly use your financial support. You can, of course, get some of the products. We carry excellent health products put out by one of the largest producers in the nation, and most of the things we carry, we take ourselves. Give us a call if you'd like a list of the health products or our Miracle 2 products or our Berkey products. They all help keep Radio Liberty on the air. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio every day on different networks, plus our weekend network, plus shortwave, plus internet, plus you can hear our afternoon program on iPod, certainly on iPhones. You can listen 24 hours a day on the internet. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. And so until tomorrow at the same time, we'll be back with you once again. Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Did you call an 800 or an 888 number for a free report on gold and silver from people who claim they make no money? Did you get stuck with a bunch of foreign coins that you can't pronounce? Do you have rare coins that nobody can possibly value, or worse yet, rare coins from a sunken ship? Do you find out they really did make money on you? Are you getting called constantly by telemarketers to buy more or trade every day? Then most likely you've already lost a lot of money. Even if gold doubles or triples from here, you will still lose money. We can help. It's not too late to get your holdings into American products and still take advantage of major market moves. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592. No hassle, no hype, no bait and switch, and no complaints. After two decades of service, we're still here for you. Call 1-800-